Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my honor to present the Taiwan experience in fighting HIV and AIDS in vulnerable populations with you. I have no relationship to disclose. A good surveillance system is to generate the best estimate of HIV epidemic and to can control our plan and strategy of HIV prevention. So first, I want to introduce our surveillance system. Both HIV and AIDS were mandatory reportable disease in Taiwan since 1984. All physicians are required to report or identify cases to Taiwan CDC within 24 hours. And our surveillance system is a name-based reporting system. This slide shows the annual reported cases. By the end of 2010, the accumulated native reported HIV cases reached 20,000, and this figure included around 7,000 of the cases has developed full-blown AIDS, and around 3,000 had already passed away. Maybe I should use that. It's easier. So before 2004, the most cases were transmitted sexually. The men who had sex with men accounted for the largest part, and followed by the heterosexual. As to injecting drug user and other transmission, just a relative low. And HIV prevalence among adults aged 15 to 45 years was 0.16% in 2009. Relatively speaking, our HIV epidemic is at a low status. But most of the cases was sexually transmitted. To deal with the problem, Taiwan government proposed a special law. We have a law named the AIDS Prevention and Control Act. This act is proclaimed in December 1990 to serve as the legal basis for HIV and AIDS control policy. The act stipulates to enhancing the human rights and the protection of confidentiality of HIV and AIDS cases, to encouraging the patient to take the HIV test and to get the treatment. But the treatment is expensive, we all know that. So this act also provides this stipulate to providing free treatment for person living with HIV. So through the act, we can offer a good quality of care for HIV infected patients. So you can see in this slide, we offer free medical care and AZT since 1988. And after the highly antiretroviral therapy developed in 1996, Taiwan government introduced in 1997 and provide this treatment freely to all HIV infected cases. And I believe this is the earliest country to offer free heart all over the world. And after this treatment, the AIDS case fatality declined significantly. In the recent years, almost 85% of the HIV-infected person in Taiwan was covered by the free care, and the one-year mortality rate of HIV and AIDS patients declined to less than 5%. So we use an established mathematical model among the sexual transmitted group and inferring directly of the contemporary HIV infecting number, the heart effectively slowed down the growth of the HIV infection among sexually transmitted. Now move to the next period. You can see there's a sharp increase in 2004. Further analysis, we found 40% of the HIV-infected cases happen to injecting drug user. This is a new problem we never met before. Before, it's very low. And the next year, the annual reported case number doubled than the previous year, and two-thirds of them were among injecting drug users. So this is a serious problem, and Taiwan CDC decided to do something about it, that is harm reduction program. After our harm reduction program, you can see in the next year, the number of the cases among IDUs and the proportion declined, and the decline trend continued. So I will want to introduce our harm reduction program in the next few slides. As I mentioned earlier, a good surveillance system is the best estimate. Through our surveillance system, we know that we have a problem in 2004. Then we started to make some changes. Our action plan completed in January 2005 and approved by the Premier. Initially, we are allowed to have a pilot project in one city and four counties. After 6 months, we found the scoring rate is very effective. The HIV infection rate is lower in areas with harm reduction program than other counties. So we decided to rapidly expand our program to cover whole island. And this expansion is important because you see in 2006, we see the first reversal of the decline trend. And our harm reduction program has three main parts, and let me show you our three main parts. First is information and education and communication. We all know the injecting drug user has had a poor knowledge and a low socioeconomic. So first, we have to let them know their behavior is dangerous. Initially, we use media and the campaign banner hand over the local health department over the island. I think this is over 500 banners to hand over the island to let them know that this is a real problem, so general population will know. But our focus group is injecting drug users. How to reach them? The best and convenient way is to prison. So we provide health education and counseling to prison, to all the on probation and drug-related inmates through the help of local health departments and non-government organizations. We perform a 400,000 person time per year education during in the prison. This is shown by the prisoner to do this, how to know. So how about this program? The knowledge of injecting drug user improved. According to two behavioral surveys of IDUs, we found the awareness of needle sharing behavior with infected HIV increased from 38% to 96%. And almost 92% of the inmates know there is a harm reduction program in community. So now the IDUs know sharing needle is bad. But if they can get needles, it's useless. So next step, we started our needle syringe program. Our needle syringe program started in 2005. Initially, we only have 76 sites. We're using a pharmacy-based site. And by the end of 2010, we have 1,330 sites of NSP. Now we can dispatch over 300,000 needles per month, and the reclaim rate reached 93%. Around 20,000 injecting drug users will visit our NSP sites per month. According to a survey to the IDU, the needle sharing behavior decreased dramatically from 73.5% to 16%. Also, the diluent container sharing behavior decreased significantly. So now they know something can protect them, but the best that we wish is to reduce the drug use. How can we reduce the drug use? Drug substitution treatment program. So we in Taiwan, we adopt the methadone maintenance therapy as our chief goal. Initially, we only have 6 sites, and now we have 100 hospital and clinic can provide free methadone treatment for patients. And now the untreated case number every day is 13,000. According to the data from Taoyuan Mental Hospital, one of our MMT sites, they say The employment rate and average monthly wages of the IDUs had a significant increase after participating MMT. And the quality of life also showed improvement. So this program led the IDUs come back to the normal life. We have another study found that the risk of death for IDU not on MMT is 14 times higher in comparison with their on MMT. So according to our mathematical model, our harm reduction program can prevent 50,000 persons to get HIV and avoid excessive medical expenditure for about $5 billion. Yeah. So you can see if we by mode of transmission, now IDU just like outbreak and now less than 100 cases per year. But we have new challenges. The MSM become the most important rule, just like other developed countries. So our future challenge, the effective heart significantly reduced the mortality rate in HIV persons. But the accumulated number of persons living with HIV increase annually, accompanied with the growth of medical expenditure. You can see that. This will become a very big burden of our AIDS budget, and it's difficult to get budget. And the second, the belief that heart makes HIV less serious had a link with increasing unsafe sex in MSM population. Thus, what deteriorated the HIV epidemic, especially that's our next targeted population. But still, we don't have a very good way to control it. I think the WHO also feel it's terrible. So we will try our best. As to injecting drug users, continuing and enhancing the harm reduction program is also necessary in order to prevent new infection and for all the existing 6,000 cases. So we still have a long and difficult war to fight against HIV and AIDS, and we hope we can work together to end it of this disease. And finally, I want to thank all my colleagues and all the personnel that work in a hospital, in a local hospital, in a non-government organization. Thanks for your attention.